Ann Arbor's 107.1 with the music of Monsters and Men, Mountain Sound. I'm John Bomarito. It's time for another Sonic Lunch announcement. Last week, I let you know the Wild Feathers and Joe Hurtler and the Rainbow Seekers are on the lineup. This week, I want to let you know two more of the dates. Thursday afternoons at the Liberty Plaza, brought to you by Bank of Ann Arbor. Local band Appleseed Collective are playing July 24th. They were great at the Ann Arbor Folk Festival this year. You want to make sure you write that one down. And I'm very excited to have a band that I've been a fan of for a long time. We've had them in Studio A2 before. They've done a Borders event back when we used to do Borders events, and they were fantastic last night at the Royal Oak Music Theater, and they are on the Bank of Ann Arbor Sonic lineup for August 28th. Welcome the Alternate Roots. Woo. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello. Thanks.
Tim and Eric, it's good to see you guys both, and I know there's some new material on the way because we've been playing Nothing More, which came out last year, and had some great traction. So I don't know what you want to start our music session with. We'll leave it open-ended here.
Well, you know, it's been a really exciting time. I guess we'll hold off. We'll save Nothing More for a minute, but yeah, okay. Let's play a new song. Let's play Sundress.
Yeah.
We have a new album coming out this summer we're really excited about. And this is just one of the songs on the album. We've been having fun playing as a duo. So, a song called Sundress. One, two, three, four. Shut it down again. Stumbled home for the night. Stopped under a stop sign. Sundress shining like a diamond in the full moonlight. It's not a feeling you can chase. Snow it fell all day, swirling like the ocean all along the window pane. Photos and candles glowed up until the music slowed down. We were on our way. It's not a feeling you can chase.
Beautiful new music from The Alternate Roots in Studio A2, which is brought to you with support from Bank of Ann Arbor on Ann Arbor's 107.1. Speaking of Bank of Ann Arbor, we just told you, Alternate Roots on the lineup for Bank of Ann Arbor Sonic Lunch, August 28th, actually closing out the summer series. And by then, will that album be available that has Sundress, the brand new song you just played?
We hope so.
Yeah, some version of it will certainly be.
It's a heavy sigh as I say that. That's the pressure of, oh, no, he's going to ask us when is the album coming out. Of course I'm going to ask you when the album's coming out. I've been a fan a long time. I want to know.
As soon as possible. That's the most honest answer I can give you. Yeah, we're hoping to get it out as soon as possible because we're excited about it. And I think, you know, once you have it finished, you know, from our point of view, we just want to get it out there and start playing these tunes because we're excited about it.
Now, is this going to be, like some folks are doing these days, a fan-funded record, or are you guys doing this yourself?
We're figuring that out. We've made the record, but we're looking into some different ways to release it, so I think that's what we're trying to figure out. But that is certainly a possibility. I think that's something, crowdfunding is something that we have yet to do, but a lot of our friends have, a lot of people, you know, that we tour with and contemporaries have gone the crowdfunding route, and it has seemed to have been successful, so we're certainly open to that. We're not positive yet, but... it's a strong possibility.
Now, the band, when I first met, was a band, and now we're down to the core of the band, which is Tim and Eric. Do you write together all the time, or is it writing separately and bringing ideas to each other? So Sundress, who wrote that one?
Well, my favorite line, and we had to sort of do another bio, you know, this time around, and I think Eric wrote it, but something about saying, you know, Tim's got a big voice and Eric plays a big guitar, and those are the only two things that have never changed.
It's true.
And we started the band, you know, in my uncle's house in Beverly, Massachusetts, in a closet that we were living in. And so, you know, things kind of have come full circle. It's easier when fewer people are sort of in charge. But we learned a lot from the guys we played with over the years, and we still play with the band whenever possible. But in order to keep some consistency with the posters, we just kept it to Tim and Eric's mug. So I'm sorry.
That makes sense.
There's many more handsome members of the band than we are. But
it's probably easier in many ways, financially, and I mean just decision making, all that stuff has got to be way easier when it comes to just being the two of you.
Yeah. It's true, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And I think the thing, and it's funny you ask, because, you know, one of the cool things about coming back here is, you know, we've been here a few times, and there's some different signatures and pictures on the wall.
Yeah.
And, you know, you see some guys that came through with you at the time. And I think that's one thing that we've been very fortunate to have, a lot of great guys that, you know, we've gotten to play with, tour with, you know, have been in the band for various amounts of time, you know, people that we learned a lot from. And I think, if this makes any sense, but I think like the decision to kind of say, all right, you know, the Alternate Roots is Tim and Eric. That's, you know, that's kind of what the band is. That's almost like opened us up to be more, it just opened some doors as far as like, you know, what to call ourselves. But it's also made us appreciate all the people that we play with, and we can, you know, we can bring in, it's been liberating in that effect. You know, it's like we can bring in a drummer, we can bring in a violin player, we can bring in a female singer, and it doesn't limit us. It's like, you know, if we're the ones writing the songs and we're the ones that are, you know, going out and working on the stuff, it's just like, it makes it kind of more of like a fraternity of like, you know, people that we've played with over the years. And, you know, we see like some of these names, and, you know, it's been a really cool, and we're really grateful for all the awesome musicians we've gotten to meet and work with over the years. So hope that makes sense.
It does make sense. And yeah, it's a nice way to just kind of round it up and kind of bring the past and the present together.
Yeah. It's like a big kind of team and a big family. And like, we certainly wouldn't be here if it wasn't for all of those people. And, you know, saw Chip's picture out on the wall, and, you know, we still love Chip, and we see Chip all the time. And like, you know, he'll always be one of us in some way, shape, or form. And we've had so many guys like that over the years, and we're just really grateful for that, because like, we wouldn't be here without all those guys. But you know, just calling the band the two of us, I think has been really liberating in that sense. It's made you appreciate things, and it's made things kind of easier to negotiate. So,
well, we first met the band here at the station probably 2006 or 7. When did Vanguard pick up Good and Reckless and True for redistribution?
I think it was 07.
So that was the first time you guys came through. And you had a nice, nice push behind you. And there's a little bit of that still going on with your new team. But I remember falling in love with the songs that I heard from that record when you came into our studios. And I think I've convinced you to maybe do one of those old ones.
Of course.
As we're here in Studio A2 right now, my favorite from that record.
You know, it's the songs that are still around are still young. You know what I mean? They don't get old if they're still relevant, you know. Yeah. So thanks for asking. And it's, I don't know, it's a credit to you guys that... That we did sign the wall 5, 6, 7 years ago. So here we go. This is a song called Ordinary. 2, 3, 4.
I've been wasting my days, good and reckless and true. I've danced in the dark at the edge of the water, swinging my hips at the black and the blue. And when you die, will you be surrounded by friends? Will they pray for heaven out loud? I hope that somehow they will. And at the end of the day, knowing not what it means, will you stand in the ashes, building a flame for the rest of your dreams? Would you love? I see strangers at war, I see strangers at peace. Still I hang my head in confusion, that's always a choice that's been hard of me. And at the end of the day, knowing not what it means, will you stand in the ashes, building a flame for the rest of your life? Would you love to be ordinary? I know it's hard, I can't see you trying. Would you love to be ordinary? No, I can't see you trying now.
That extraordinary song is called Ordinary. Live in Studio A2, Alternate Roots on Ann Arbor's 107.1. Studio A2 made possible with support from Bank of Ann Arbor, who also present Sonic Lunch this summer, August 28th. Alternate Roots closing out the summer series with a duo or full band. Do you even know that far ahead?
I think we're full band then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we'll be full band.
Cool.
I think so, yeah.
Because that guitar solo, although very cool acoustic, rocks when it's...
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's why you got to bring them out.
That's
yep.
right.
Got to bring the full band out. get the full experience.
I dug into my collection. Sunday I do a show called The Acoustic Brunch where I get to play more acoustic stuff and Studio A2 performances like this back.
Yeah.
And I played the Brooklawn Sessions version of that song. And
uh-huh.
I got a little message from my wife. I love that song. Like, she's not nearly the music fan I am. Like, maybe a quarter of the music fan I am. So if it's something hits her, I know that it's special because, you know, I absorb way more than she does.
Oh, cool.
Only the good stuff really sticks with her. So.
Yeah.
Awesome. Wow, the Brooklawn Sessions version.
I
wow.
know.
Awesome.
That's, I've been with you a while.
We had a good time making that. I have fond memories of that. It was literally done in our house, you know. That's a good way to make an album.
Yeah. Yeah. So how's the new album coming together? Is it another house record? Or, well, how are we doing this one?
No, this one we did it. Well, it feels kind of like a house record because we did it in our hometown in a big old house, but with a really great guy with a lot of really good gear. So I wouldn't call it a house record. We made the record in Bridgeport, Connecticut with a guy named Peter Cadis, a super talented producer who just coincidentally lives in our hometown of Bridgeport, Connecticut, or my hometown, I should say.
Yeah.
And, you know, people always think when, you know, we've done most of our records in Nashville, and when we told people we were going to be recording in Bridgeport, everyone was kind of like, oh, you know, you guys taking some time off? Are you guys, like, taking a step back?
Scaling it back.
Are you scaling it back? We're like, no, he's really good. He's done some pretty amazing records and some of our favorite albums, and he's an incredibly talented dude. And he lives two blocks from where I grew up, so it's just kind of one of those funny things.
Neat.
So we've wanted to work with him for a very long time, and so we did. We started working with him in January, and we just finished a few weeks ago, and we are very excited to share it.
A couple of albums ago, you had a guest or two like Patty Griffin show up for the record. Mm-hmm. Is that going to happen on this record? Any special surprises, or can you even tell me yet?
We didn't do a lot of guesting,
yeah.
But I will say this. We started calling Peter back in March or April, and we told him we'll wait to make the album with you if you have some time, and we did wait, but in that time we're like, okay, we're going to make a record no matter who it's with in the winter, and we just got into my basement and we started playing, and we had the guys over and Taryn came over, and we worked on the songs and the arrangements, we recorded the rehearsals, we listened back, and so it was sort of in-house this time, but it feels like we let the sauce simmer a good amount of time. And we've always been a road band. We didn't do that last summer. We worked, you know, we sweated it out in the basement. We thought about what we were doing. We made some changes. We threw some songs out that maybe we were excited to record in June, and then by August we were sick of them. So I think the time was really good. And when we got to the studio in January, we were really ready. So it was a fun time.
Cool.
Yeah.
Look forward to hearing it.
Yeah.
Well, there are song placements, such as getting your song on a TV show like NCIS.
Yeah.
And then there are song placements. The Olympics?
Yeah.
Yes.
Tell me about this. Tell me about this and the song we're about to play.
It's so funny to say that. We were playing a show in Philadelphia, and it was kind of a later show. We got off stage, and people's phones started lighting up. You know, we had done some paperwork that we knew there was some interest for the song around the Olympics, but we had no idea. TV never tells you because they don't have to, and they're editing that in real time, so they didn't know. And
so we didn't know if they were going to use it, when they were going to use it. We just had our fingers crossed that, you know, it would show up somewhere. So in the back of our heads, we're thinking, like, oh, I hope we get figure skating or something that's going to be popular that some people will be watching, without even ever considering, you know, the opening ceremony. So I'm sorry, I cut you off.
No, it's fine. It was just great. You know, I've never had 42 text messages before, and it was so cool. It just was an honor to be included there. I was proud of the organization of Newtown Kindness. I feel like that's been a great partnership for us, and it was just a big win for everybody. I think everybody was really proud. The network was, you know, used those words, and that that version of the song was, you know, the whole thing was really warm and fuzzy and surprising and great and unexpected.
Yeah. And the song actually came from kind of a sad place originally, right? The Newtown.
Yes.
What was it?
Yeah. Oh, and actually, just to go back a little bit, in case anyone listening is not aware of what we're talking about, our song "Nothing More" was used in the opening ceremonies of the Olympics this year.
I should have mentioned that.
No. So should we? I think you gave it to us to mention, and then we just started talking about it. But in case you are not aware, that is what we are referring to.
Yeah.
It was used in the opening ceremonies for the torch lighting, which was really cool. And then to get to your question about kind of the origin of the song. Tim and I are both from Connecticut, and this summer we were approached by a mutual friend who works for an organization called Newtown Kindness. Newtown Kindness was founded in the memory of a young girl named Charlotte Bacon who lost her life in the Sandy Hook tragedy in December of 2012, I believe. And the mission of the organization is to recognize and reward acts of kindness in children. So it's a really wonderful organization. It's newtownkindness.org. They do a lot of really great things, a lot of different kind of initiatives and programs to kind of work with kids and people of all ages to just be good to each other and to kind of promote that and recognize that. And their kind of flagship thing that they do is they have an awards show every year on Charlotte's birthday, which is February 22nd. You know, they call it like the Grammys of kindness and, you know, just kind of encouraging people. And it's really cool. As far as an organization, it's taken on a life of its own. And they approached us about possibly needing music for it. And we said, sure, you know, we'd love to try to write something for you guys. So we did. We got together and we wrote the song Nothing More. And we sent it to them and they really liked it. And we said, we should probably record this. So we went down to Nashville and we recorded it, and it's really kind of taken on a life of its own. We didn't see it coming, and it's been really cool.
Well, congratulations. Let's close out the session with Nothing More, the Alternate Roots in Studio A2 on Ann Arbor's 107.1.
1, 2, 3, 4.
To be humble, to be kind, it is a giving of your mind to a stranger, to a friend, to give in such a way that has no end. We are love, we are one, we are how we treat each other when the day is done. We are peace, we are war, we are how we treat each other and nothing more. To be bold, to be brave, it is a thinking that the heart can still be saved. And the darkness can come quick, now the danger's in the anger and in the hanging on to it. We are love, we are how we treat each other when the day is done. We are peace, we are war, we are how we treat each other and nothing more. Tell me what it is that you see, a world that's filled with endless possibilities. Heroes don't look like they used to, they look like you do. Oh, 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 oh. We are peace, we are war, we are how we treat each other and nothing more. We are how we treat each other and nothing more. We are how we treat each other.
If it was appropriate to clap, I would. Nothing more. Alternate Roots in Studio A2, brought to you with support from Bank of Ann Arbor on Ann Arbor's 107.1. Don't miss them when they come back. Bank of Ann Arbor Sonic Lunch, August 28th. You're closing out the series. And, well, thanks for warming my heart after sending chills up my spine with the note in Ordinary. Made me go, oh,
good. That
high note, and now you've warmed my heart, so I'm balanced out.
Wonderful. Well, we can't wait to come back in August. We're really looking forward to it.
Yeah, we're going to bring the fun. It'll be a great night. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for making time for us today in Studio A2. We'll see you back in August.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Back to tunes in just a couple minutes on 107.1.